your favorite musicians, exclusive interviews, local artists, all on the Life Songs podcast.
It's the Life Songs Morning Show. Hey, I'm Josh, and I'm very pleased to talk with Austin French today. Austin, we've been playing your songs for years. Now we get to read your words in your new book, Jesus Can, My Story of Emerging from Heartache to Hope. Thanks for sharing your story.
To be honest, there was a lot of anxiety of whether I should or not. And the way the enemy works on me is that the lie that he's always told me is like, all right, Austin, your story doesn't matter. I realize that's something that he doesn't just speak to me, but he speaks that over a lot of people. Mm-hmm. But scripture, I think, puts it best this way. When it says that we will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Part of that overcoming and part of that transformation that comes through Jesus is not just declaring the blood of Jesus over our life, but also telling our story. So this is just me putting down my story and thanking Jesus that by his blood and also what he's done for me, which is my testimony, that I can overcome and I can have resurrection life and redemption through everything. So yeah, I pray that it encourages other people to share their story too.
What would you tell a Christian whose story maybe isn't quite as dramatic as yours to encourage them to share their story and to learn how to vocalize it?
Mm-hmm. Your story matters. Whether it's my wife and I actually had this discussion because she kind of grew up in an opposite kind of home environment than I did. And, you know, I came from a broken home. She came from a home where her parents loved Jesus and Christian culture wasn't really hard for her to adapt to because it was something she was already living, even when she wasn't a believer, just because of the home she grew up in. And I think a lot of us feel like our story doesn't matter unless we've been addicted to drugs or, you know, we're running from God for so long. But the truth is, we're all sinners who need a Savior, and we're all people who need redemption. And some people can't relate to my story because they've never lived in a broken home. You know, they can empathize and sympathize, but it's hard for them to relate because they didn't live through that. And so I think what we need to realize is that every story is important because there's someone out there who's living that story themselves. And whether you just had a lying problem or whether you grew up in a Christian home and, you know, Christian principles were a part of your daily life, it's still a transformational process of learning how you need Jesus every day. And somebody out there probably thinks that they're perfect and that their life and behaviors are awesome and that they don't need Jesus. But someone who's accepted Jesus that came from in a home that was okay or a lifestyle that didn't have drugs in the, you know, details, that they need to hear that story, that person still needs Jesus too. Mm-hmm. And we all are here to point people to Jesus, no matter what our story is. So every story matters. And it doesn't just say that we'll overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of a desperate testimony, right? It's just the word of our testimony, and it matters.
We'll have more with Austin French on the Life Songs Morning Show, including a sneak peek at one of the stories from his book that's going to leave you stunned. Songwriting different from autobiography? That's got to be two different skill sets, right?
Writing a book, it was refreshing, but also just foreign to me because as a songwriter, you know, we tried to basically write sermons in 3 minutes. You know, like we try to put.
Yeah, I got some pastors that I need you to give notes to.
Well, I really enjoyed getting to kind of do this long form of kind of breaking down things. It was a struggle at first, really, just to kind of like realize that I could elaborate and then I could go to the emotions that I felt and really be descriptive because I'm so used to trying to put the emotions, several different emotions, in one phrase. Writing a book was somewhat freeing because it was just, okay, I can really unpack it here. But it definitely took encouragement from people around me that were reading these chapters and giving me feedback saying, okay, like, yes, I get it. You felt this, but really, like, put words to those emotions and describe the room, describe the feeling, describe the emotion. So, yeah, it was definitely a struggle to figure out how to unpack things in a in a deeper way that I had room for. So yeah, I definitely got the hang of it eventually, but it was definitely a learning process. Way different than writing a song, but I really enjoyed kind of understanding that writing muscle and learning how to do it.
The Life Songs Morning Show. Hey, I'm Josh, and we're chatting with Austin French, who you listen to his music all the time on Life Songs. But this Christmas season, he's got a new book out called Jesus Can. Austin, would you give us a preview of one of the short stories from your book to kind of entice and draw us into the narrative that you're sharing of God's movement in your life?
Absolutely. You know, as a little boy, the way I grew up is summed up in one of these paragraphs of my book. You know, I grew up in the perfect family. At least it looked like we were perfect. My mom was a music teacher and my dad was a worship pastor. I grew up going to the church every time the doors were open. And one day my grandma gave me a journal as an 8-year-old little boy. And she told me to write all my big God stories in it. And I grew up around church culture, church planters, evangelists, all that ran in my blood. And so church culture was something I was definitely aware of. And so she gave me this journal, and the first thing I ever wrote in that journal were the words, "I will never be a Christian." Mm-hmm. I hated Christians, never wanted to be one, and ran from it. I thought it was the worst thing ever, and here's why. Because the conversations that we would have before going into church with my two sisters, my mom, and my dad all in the car, we'd pull up to the church and my dad would turn around and say, "Okay, we're at church. Hide the bruises, hide the scars, pull the sleeves down, put a smile on your face. We're going into church." And so my dad was verbally and physically abusive, and I couldn't understand why the godliest man in my life was beating his wife and kids behind closed doors and asking us never to talk about it. So I judged Jesus on the broken people of my life, and it wasn't until later on that I discovered that Jesus was more than hypocrisy, that he was the healer of broken people, not the person who made people hurt people. He heals broken mess, and that's what he's in the business of doing. And I realized that the things that I couldn't do, I couldn't be a good person, I couldn't shake the fact that I came from a broken home in an abusive situation, I couldn't change my dad, I couldn't change my mom, I couldn't change my situation, I couldn't save my soul. But Jesus can. And the whole premise of this book is that the things that you can't do, Jesus is in the business of doing those things. And he wants to, and he can. And I'm still discovering more of those things, even today.
That's beautiful, Austin. Thank you so much for sharing with us. And again, Austin French's book, Jesus Can, My Story of Emerging from Heartache to Hope. Find out all that Jesus has done in Austin's life. We've heard the fruits of that in your music, but now we get to know the story, and it's awesome.
Yeah, I think you understand the music more when you understand where it's coming from, and so that's what this book is all about, is kind of taking the veil off, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and learning how it all has pointed to Jesus. Hey, this is Austin French, and thank you for celebrating this season of Hope on Uplifting Life Song.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, even if the year is 2020. I'm Julie Hedrick, General Manager of Life Songs. This Christmas may be unlike any other, but we can share the hope we have in Jesus. Thank you for making that possible through your support. Please prayerfully consider making an end-of-year gift to this ministry. Plus, Life Songs is a 501c3 nonprofit, so your gift is tax-deductible. You can give now at lifesongs.com. Thank you, and Merry Christmas.